A couple of fast-moving weather disturbances will pass through the Midwest over these next several days that will likely help to maintain status quo on the moisture volume in the soil right now. We're not expecting either one of these disturbances, though, to produce a huge increase in moisture, except possibly with the event that will likely impact the upper portions of the Midwest towards the end of the weekend. That system could produce some hefty amounts of snowfall across parts of Minnesota and neighboring areas of Wisconsin, and we might also see some snow of significance in a portion of Iowa at that point in time. I think the system is a little bit too intense, but this is very similar to that Alberta Clipper that we ran into about a week and a half or so ago that produced some significant snow accumulations across a part of the upper Midwest, and we may see something very similar to that occur again here, where 3 to 8 inch accumulations will be possible, and maybe something even greater, getting upwards to around 10 inches possibly if this low pressure system develops as significantly as what some of the model data has suggested today. So amounts over a foot certainly cannot be ruled out, but I think we'll wait on making an official forecast like that until we see how the models sort this thing out over the next 2 days. The system, though, will bring moisture into the upper parts of the Midwest, including the upper Mississippi River Basin and a small part of the Red River Valley of the north as well. These areas will likely see moisture totals perhaps running from a couple tenths of an inch up to 6 or 7 tenths of an inch. And if the storm is as well developed as what one of the model runs suggested this morning, we could see moisture totals as high as 8 or 9 tenths of an inch in a couple spots. But again, I think that the system will end up being weaker when it actually comes to fruition. And we'll watch it, though, real closely. Again, this is an event that occurs late in the weekend and early next week. In the meantime, the disturbance that precedes it will likely be a rather wimpy event. First of all, we do have some light snowfall in the eastern Midwest here today that will likely come and go as snow showers without any real meaningful accumulative snowfall expected. It'll be very chilly across a fair amount of the Midwest today, by the way, and we'll likely see that next little disturbance coming across the region from Minnesota down into Illinois and Indiana. This will likely occur as we move from tomorrow evening into Friday morning, and that system will likely produce a light amount of snowfall. Actually, some of that precipitation will be already underway tomorrow morning in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. That system will be fairly wimpy, though. We get a little better system to evolve as we move into Thursday night into Friday morning. That system will produce 2 to 5 inch accumulations across a part of North Dakota and into portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin. And then that will, of course, be followed by a surface high pressure system for a couple of days. And then we get involved with that potential bigger storm system for early next week, which I really think will end up being a weaker system. All right, the temperature outlook across a big part of the Midwest is going to be cool here for today and tomorrow. Afternoon highs this afternoon will be confined to the 20s and 30s across the northwest, the 30s and lower 40s in the rest of the region. Afternoon temperatures on Thursday will be warmer in the southwestern part of the region. In fact, we'll see highs getting up into the 60s in parts of Kansas and Missouri, while we'll see 30s in the Great Lakes region and the upper Mississippi River Basin. As we move on into Friday afternoon, it's going to get hot in the southern U.S. plains. Temperatures will be in the 80s from southern Kansas down into Texas. 70s will work their way into the southwest Corn Belt, including western portions of Missouri and into eastern Kansas. And we'll likely see the rest of the region warming from 30s across the Great Lakes region to the 50s in the Ohio River Valley. The warmth will go away, though it's not going to advance much deeper into the Midwest as we move on into the late weekend, early part of next week, because of these disturbances I mentioned previously. We'll look for low temperatures at night to be often in the 20s and 30s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.